Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Peace and joy and hope be unto you in this time of year and this season. This morning I'm going to make a little change in the meditation. I'm going to read a meditation that from one of the meditations that I read every day in different brackets. So this is a meditation that I read out of my meditation diary. I'm speaking in the depth of your being. Be still, so that you can hear my voice. I speak in the language of love. My words fill you with life and peace, joy and hope. I desire to talk with all of my children, but many are too busy to listen. The work ethic had them tied up in knots. They submit wholeheartedly to this taskmaster, wondering why they feel so distant from me. Living close to me requires making me your first love, your highest priority. As you seek my presence above all else, you experience peace and joy in full measure. I also am blessed when you make me first in your life. While you journey through life in my presence, my glory brighten the world around you. In Isaiah 50, chapter 4, the sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the words that sustain the weary. He wakes me morning by morning, waking my ear to listen like one being taught. In Revelation 2, 4, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. And then in Isaiah 60, verse 2, see, darkness over the earth, and thick darkness is over the people, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. I've been reading these meditations for years, and it seemed good to the Holy Spirit to begin to share some of these with you. Go over that over and over again. Take time to be under open heaven this morning. Take time to hear God's voice. Take time to feel the presence, the guidance, and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. It will revolutionize your life. Don't be too busy to hear what God's saying. And always keep him first. This is a time of refreshing. This is a time of blessing. This is a time of plenty. So take time and listen to this meditation and hear God talking to you personally. God bless in Jesus' name.